1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 752, fourth Thursday of each month. We check in with State Representative Hector Arzino. Good morning, Representative Arzino. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Good. Happy New Year to you too, Tony. Very well here up in full force. The session began, and so we are all working very hard in Hartford and looking forward to this new session.
All right. Tell us about some of the things that have transpired over the first couple of weeks and maybe some committees that you're serving on as well.
Absolutely. I'm serving in education, as in my prior term. I am serving in environment as well. And I have a new committee this year that is transportation. It's a very important committee for us in Greenwich. Priorities that we are seeing right now that we are all working on, and we believe that also the governor, there are priorities for the governor, and we will see something on his budget on February 6th, is number one, special education. The cost, excess cost, as we call it, what special education became on the operating budget of municipalities and school districts is had been growing exponentially. And right now in Greenwich, for example, special education takes 25% of the operating budget. In Hartford, 30%. The number of children also had been increasing, unfortunately, after COVID or even before COVID. So it's something that we all would like to address, and we will be talking a lot. Another areas are early childhood education as well. In early childhood education, we had been working. You might recall that in the prior session, both the House and the Senate, in a bipartisan vote, approved a trust to be funded on others and on next sessions. That fund will be for just to support the early child care workers and teachers and programs. Environment as well, I think that we will be seeing the Connecticut climate bill again, and so we'll revisit that was passed in the House, but was not brought in the Senate. I think that this year there is a good chance that we might see that that bill pass in both houses. And so everything is moving along well. And so, as you know, the state is in very good financial health. Housing, I forgot to mention housing, is another priority. Housing is a constant priority. You know, we are short almost 100,000 houses in Connecticut, and it's an issue for the state too. Despite the fact that the governor put in operation this agency, MRDA, the Municipal Redevelopment Agency, that is a quasi-state agency, this past summer, and with a $1 million operating budget and a $60 million bond just to support municipalities that in transit-oriented areas would like to increase and build more houses for teachers, for policemen, for also affordable housing. So those are priorities that will be seen in this session, Tony.
All right. What do you see for, you mentioned you're new on the Transportation Committee. What types of things will you be taking up?
Right now, we haven't caucus in transportation. There is a new chairmanship, and it's not clear yet what priorities we have in transportation. I am getting my feet wet there, and learning the process. Didn't have much time yesterday. In fact, yesterday was our first committee meeting, and in a bipartisan way, as is the usual, what we do, we raise all the bills for public hearing. So it's the beginning. I don't have yet a clear view of where we are moving in transportation. I hope that in my next month's radio talk with you, Tony, I might have a better idea. But I am getting my feet wet there.
All right, just getting things underway, and hopefully, well, you know, we hope transportation moves along, whether it's in committee or on the roads, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. It's always important for us.
All right, Representative Arzino, thanks very much for your time this morning. And as you mentioned, we'll talk again next month, talk more about the session.
Thank you, Tony. Had a great weekend, and a pleasure to be back with you in your program.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my friend.
That is State Representative Hector Arzino joins us on the fourth Thursday of each month. I think we have a fifth Thursday. We do have a fifth Thursday next month. So no.